Well, they said that Namath, who put himself on the spot by talking all week, saying how the Jets would win it, he'd have to have a perfect game, and he's had just about that. His team has fumbled only once today, and that was on a pass reception by Sauer. Namath called a heady game. He's read the Baltimore tricky, sophisticated defenses, and he has led his team beautifully. The pass to Richardson. He has the ball. The game is over. The New York Jets are the world champions. They have upset the Baltimore Colts and beat them handily here today.
With the third pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Sam Darnold, quarterback, USC.
That was then, this is now, 1969, as nearly an 18-point underdog, Joe Namath guaranteed a win over Don Shula, Johnny Unitas' Baltimore Colts, and they got it, and the Jets have been waiting ever since, a long drought, for the next one, the next championship. They've drafted four quarterbacks since they got Namath in 65 in the first round. Everybody from Richard Todd, Kenny O'Brien, when Jet fans wanted Dan Marino, Chad Pennington, and another USC quarterback, Mark Sanchez. And Darnold becomes the fifth. The question is he the guy that can get the Jets back at some point to the promised land? Joe Namath, of course, a Hall of Famer, one of the all-time greats. The Joe Namath Foundation supports children's charities and neurological research. I want you to visit, folks, the website, joenamath.org, for more information. A very worthy cause. And here he is, maybe the most recognizable athlete ever in New York history, the great Broadway Joe Namath.
Yeah, Broadway Joe.
Oh, wow, wow. Thank you, guys.
Come on.
It's good to be with you this morning.
Well, it's great to have you here, too.
It's fantastic to have you, Broadway Joe. Listen, we're going to start out with the Jets. I mean, why not? Sam Darnold. I mean, look, everybody's excited. A lot of people saying it's the right move for the Jets. But you know what some of the downside is, the interceptions, the fumbles. What do you think, Joe Namath, about this the Jets' draft choice?
You got me there laughing a little bit about you had to start out with interceptions, huh?
Had to.
Yeah, right.
You know,
we've watched Arnold the last couple of years. I've watched him. Again, not meeting a young man or any of these quarterbacks, you really don't know what you have. And the Jets, we got to trust that this group, the guy they picked, they really have confidence in him. There's no doubt Darnold juiced a big-time football, so we got to hope, man. You know, we're wishing and hoping for the championship, and hopefully he can be a part of it.
Well, you look at the Jets, and they brought in Teddy Bridgewater. Not that long ago, coming out of Louisville, he was a superstar. Had some great years in Minnesota, but nearly missed 2 years due to an injury that Joe, a lot of people thought he'd never play again. So he's a risk. There's no question. But they did sign him. They brought back McCown. Was there any way in a million years, and I know the answer, in a million years, the Jets wouldn't go quarterback there?
The Jets wouldn't go quarterback there? No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Bridgewater, again, is a fine quarterback and remains to be seen if he's healed because even in college and, of course, with Minnesota, he was a leader. He was a real good leader and a good player, but you don't know how he's going to be physically. Ideally, with the rookie quarterback, you know, Marino played very well his rookie year and got to a Super Bowl. I earned a spot starting in my rookie year. I believe today these quarterbacks coming out are ready more so than yesteryear to play because the college systems are very much alike the pros. The coaches are calling the plays.
Listen, Joe Namath, I'd be lying if I didn't say I heard disappointment in your voice when we were talking about Sam Darnold. I know you're a big Baker Mayfield guy, and you're disappointed, no?
No, I'm not disappointed. I can't be because the first thing I said, I haven't met any of these guys. So I don't know them. It's still with me. You got to judge these guys what they have in their heads too. Playing quarterback is just not throwing the football or running with it. You've got to be able to handle the offense, anticipate the defense, read the defenses, see the personnel where their guys limping. There's a whole lot inside the head that matters. And unless you know what this guy is like, you're just you're whistling Dixie. And I'm saying.
Yep.
You're whistling because Mayfield clearly to me was the best passer.
Right.
I didn't see anyone else that could throw the ball as well as him, move around as well as him, but he had his, no pun intended, but he had his shortcomings with his size.
But it didn't matter because he was gone anyway. He went to Cleveland number one, so if he was there, I agree with you, I would have taken Mayfield over anybody else, but he was gone. So I think the Jets at number three made the right choice. I think Darnold is the next best quarterback. But I'll tell you a funny story, Joe. You talk about Dan Marino, and this goes back to the Jets' history. Dan Marino has this great rookie year, like you said, Joe, goes to the Super Bowl, and they get shellacked by Joe Montana and the 49ers, right? So the game is over, and there's a limo waiting for the Dolphin players after the game outside, right, Joe? So in the limo is Dan Marino, his wide receiver Jimmy Cephalo, Nat Moore, a few other players, right? And they're all depressed, really depressed. And Dan Marino goes, guys, what are you all so miserable about? And they go, well, Dan, we just lost the Super Bowl. And Dan's exact response was, it's okay. We'll get back. And as you know, he never got back. And the Jets have never gotten back since you. I mean, you see, this idea that because you're a great quarterback or a great player, that doesn't guarantee you anything, does it, Joe Namath?
No, it doesn't. I've often said over the years now that Archie Manning would probably be the first Manning to get into the Hall of Fame if he ever had a team to play with.
He was just as good as both of his sons. How about that, Joe? Just as good as Peyton and Eli, and they've got four Super Bowls.
Right, and Archie played with the New Orleans Aints instead of Saints. You know, he never had a team. It's a team game, no doubt. You started out thankfully mentioning a foundation I work with, and that's a team thing. Life is a team thing. If Darnold pans out, that's going to be great. We want that. But all the other pieces have to fit. When we won the Super Bowl, our defense led the AFL that season. We had Matt Snell running the ball, gaining yardage with an offensive line that was blocking. And here's Matt covering on kickoffs, too. You know, it's a team game. And the Jets, putting together all of the pieces to go along with the quarterback, will have an opportunity. But, man, the quarterback alone just doesn't get it done.
No, not at all. Joe Namath, the great Broadway Joe Namath on the Bernie It's in the Morning Show. The foundation is called the Joe Namath Foundation, supporting children's charities and neurological research. You can visit them at joenamath.org. We'll ask you about that in a couple of more minutes, Joe. But in the meantime, before we move on to the Giants, staying with Baker Mayfield for a minute, you said you went as big regarding Baker Mayfield on the outward swagger of his. Now, there's a lot of hype with Baker Mayfield. There also was a lot of hype with Johnny Manziel, and it turned out to be another mistake by the lake. What do you mean by the outward swagger of Baker Mayfield?
I never used that term in my life. I never said that about Baker Mayfield in my life.
No kidding.
Okay? But I'll go ahead and answer about the off-the-field stuff that occurred. It occurred. We made mistakes. He's a young man. I've made mistakes. I'm just saying what I know about Baker Mayfield is what I've seen the last few years. I didn't want my Alabama Crimson Tide to have to face him again this past year. He's the best passer that I saw. I also said, now, is he another Drew Brees? Uh-uh. Drew Brees is a one of a kind, and he's a Hall of Famer. But in this day and age, all these other players are big, tall players, and being able to see through the cracks and crevices to get the ball downfield is one thing. Being able to get the ball over the defensive linemen or linebackers with their hands up is another. Mayfield is, I don't know exactly how tall he is. That's been tossed around. 6 foot, 6 foot and a half inches, 6 foot, 1 inches. Yeah. The thing is, these guys that are winning Super Bowls, at least in recent history, Foles, 6'6".
Yep.
Brady, excuse me, his feet aren't as quick as Mayfield's, and neither was Peyton Manning, but these cats were tall, they could see, they could throw, and they could buy time with smartness in the pocket.
No doubt.
Ideally, you want a bigger beast than you do a smaller beast. an animal. You like size on your side if you can do the same things or similar things. Mayfield's going to have to overcome his physical size.
By the way, Joe Namath, you're quoted by ESPN as using the outward swagger term. Just for the record.
Must make it a fact, huh?
Which, by the way,
makes no sense because you had more swagger than anybody. You said you were going to beat the Colts as an 18-point underdog. So how does that make any sense? That was part of your beauty, was your bravado.
You know, I'm scratching my head now because I think this is possibly the first time ever that I've been misquoted.
Yeah? Oh, no, it's not. Hey, listen, one more for you, Joe. You know, you talked about interceptions earlier and you laughed because some morons out there that don't know football make the claim that you're not really an all-time great or Hall of Famer because you threw more picks than touchdowns. What they don't account for is you had bad knees, you had terrible football teams. When you were healthy and on a good team, you were as good as Unitas, as good as Brady, as good as anybody. That's a fact. But on top of that, Joe, you're one of the reasons why the NFL became so prosperous. You're one of the reasons why the AFL merged with the NFL and have had all these great years. So when you see the NFL draft, this big night start last night, and the commissioner get up on stage and be greeted with the loudest boos I've ever... It could have been Donald Trump at a DNC rally of what I heard from Roger Goodell last night. Does that upset you a little with the kneeling and all the political stuff going on in and around the NFL?
In and around the NFL, you could talk about in and around our country. No, I've learned through the years, life's experiences have taught me how to deal with these things going on in sports and with our media, politically, whatever. There's two sides to every story, at least two sides. So I don't need to get involved with that kind of discussion. As far as my history as a player, I appreciate what coaches like Paul Bear Bryant and Vince Lombardi and Sid Gilman and John Madden and Weave Eubank had to say about my game and my teammates and us winning a championship. I think that carries more weight than any negative vibes from anyone.
You don't need that, Joe Namath. Listen, your foundation, I know, it's called the Joe Namath Foundation. Go to the joenamath.org. Tell us a little bit about the foundation before we let you go.
Well, you guys said it, man. We're trying to help out, and again, I'm saying we. Those of us that are fortunate, I'm just one of a number of people, 100 people and more that have helped out at our foundation for people that have had traumatic brain injuries, not just athletes, but kids that fall off bicycles, kids that don't have parents, don't have the wherewithal to go to college. We're working at a variety of ways to help people, single moms, you know, they need help. So it's about helping one another, recognizing how lucky we are, and continuing to help out. And it starts at home. I'm going to talk a little longer about this. I go back as a kid, my parents made me go out or asked me to go out of the house and collect dimes. Why? Because there was a doctor, a scientist named Dr. Salk, and he was trying to find a cure for polio. Oh, this goes back to the late 40s and early 50s, and most of these things started home from all of us, so I'm thankful that my parents got me involved early in that way.
On the way out, 30 seconds, Joe Namath, the greatest Jet of all time. You've got a ton of Jet fans listening right now. You're on in New York City. Would you mind on the way out giving the faithful Jet fans the J-E-T-S chant coming from
on,
the
Jet.
Great Joe Namath?
J-E-T-S, Jet!
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 Jet! Yeah, Joe! Beautiful. Hey, listen, Joe Namath Foundation, joenamath.org. Great guy, great New Yorker, and that was fantastic, Joe. Thanks for that.
Thank you, guys, and I hope I get to visit with you during the season, too.
Man. We look forward to it on the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show, baby. J-E-T-S, let's go!